Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Given the setbacks that they've faced so far militarily, none of us can take lightly the threat posed by a potential resort to tactical nuclear weapons or low-yield nuclear weapons.
Acknowledging fears of Russia using nuclear weapons in the Ukraine conflict, CIA Director William Burns said there's no evidence of Russia acting to do so. Ukraine, meanwhile, claims to have sunk a Russian warship. With its $750 million price tag, the loss of Moskva is the largest of the conflict so far. A week after Britain's prime minister pulled off a visit to Ukraine, President Joe Biden confirmed reports the U.S. is sending a top-level official.
We're making that decision now.
Also on Thursday, Biden again blamed the invasion for driving up food and gas prices.
Ukraine and Russia are the one and two largest wheat producers in the world. We're number three. They're shut down. We saw that in yesterday's inflation data.
Prices have risen 8.5% over the past 12 months. Biden called on Congress to pass a bill to help make the U.S. less dependent on foreign supply chains. And with the prime rate inching up, the interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage hit a 10-year high of 5%. Trade groups predict real estate sales to drop 10% this year. A new lawsuit, which aims to become a class action for shareholders, alleges Elon Musk delayed revealing his stake in Twitter in order to purchase shares at a lower price. Musk did not comment on the claim, but noted he's seeking free speech.
Twitter has become kind of the de facto town square. So it's just really important that people have both the reality and the perception that they are able to speak freely within the bounds of the law.
The January 6th committee heard testimony from former Trump senior advisor Stephen Miller, who allegedly encouraged efforts to alter the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
The election is over. That is the rule of law. That is our constitutional process. Those who refuse to accept the rulings of our courts are at war with the Constitution.
That's Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who supports criminal charges against former President Trump. Not all panel members appear in favor. The Republican National Committee voted to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates, accusing the organization of bias. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
This will represent the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in this state in a generation.
The U.S. Supreme Court will soon rule on a similar ban in Mississippi. If approved, Florida's law could proceed, as well as a 15-week ban in Arizona. And a second bus of migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. arrived in Washington, D.C. from Texas. The group agreed to the journey as part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's opposition to the end of Title 42 border expulsions. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.